Who said you less of a man? Who said you less of a man? Who said you less of a? 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 Who said you less of a man? Who said you less of a man? Who said you less of a?
You think that it's your job to do it all, yeah? You don't ask for help when you fall, yeah? They try to, but you don't involve them. Every now and then you need a hand, say.
Who said you less of a man? You do the best that you can. You took your blessings and ran. You had a running with trouble, you stressing, cause that wasn't part of the plan. You praying up to the man, you saving up for the fam. You waking up to some calls, talking about you need a couple of grand. You know they don't give a damn, you hoping that it's a scam. You feel like you take the money you make out your pocket and put it in Sam's. You need a holiday ham, yeah, you need some dressings and yams. If you can't afford to put food on the table, does that make you less of a man?
You think that is your job to do it all?
Right. Hey, man, we are back. My man, season 2, episode 9. We're almost to 20 episodes, which is crazy as fuck, because I can't even believe we did one, dog. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? man, welcome back. Thank y'all for tuning in again. It's your boy Tyree. You know, we're back at the crib. Just did some rearranging around today, so we might sound a little different. I don't know. You tell me. Let us know what's cracking. We got Vale back with us, of course. I know you got to talk your shit, my guy. You know what's going down, Beer Man, man, in the building.
Man, nothing. Hello, guys. I'm okay today. Shit, we'll get to me later.
Okay, my man. I feel you.
We'll get to me
later. Yeah, yeah. Bryce, my man. I see the Bucks here, ready to go.
Go Bucks. Hey. First of all, Bucks in 6.
Hey, let's go.
First of all.
Hey, you just beat that snake-ass KD? Man, that shit needs to happen.
I don't even use the word hate lightly. I hate that motherfucker. Damn near ruined basketball. Twice.
Man, joined 2 super teams and couldn't do it with the Nets.
Yeah, but yeah, go Bucks. But today, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like very good today.
Yeah, man.
Just, you know, not too much going on with me. Just kind of keeping on that same line of, you know, do better than the last day and do better the next day.
Hell so, yeah.
But we have a special guest. Apparently, he's TikTok famous. I've been informed.
Man, we got my man, Denver Biddle, in the building. Biddle, you know, is his handle. So we're going to address him by that for now. But Biddle, my man, what's going down? Welcome.
What's up, man? Appreciate y'all for having me. You know, man, I'm excited.
Thank you for coming, dog, because this shit is crazy. Like, I know we're going to get into it a little bit, how we met, but, dog, thank you for coming on this podcast, G, because, you know, when we talk about men's mental health and, you know, black men's mental health, I think it's important that we have all kinds of content creators supporting other content creators. So, man, I appreciate you coming on, and, you know, if there's any way that we can help out, you know, what you got going on with yourself, man, let us know, for real, man. It's love.
Thank you, man. Vice versa. Dope,
of course,
man. There are plenty of people that could be guests.
We have Milwaukee on, bro, you know what I'm saying? They're already in the semifinals, man. Let's get into the finals.
Oh, yeah. We got the Hawks, bro.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's that Trae Young, man.
I don't want to write him off like that, bro. We were supposed to beat the Heat last year. We were supposed to beat the Raptors 2 years ago.
True.
And but, so, let all right. Let, but, just hey, you said not focus on that shit.
Said not gonna work. All right, no, we can do that. But listen, I am a Bulls fan at the end of the day, but I'm rooting for the Bucks right now because I'm in Milwaukee and they are still a good team. And one of my favorites is, so, you know, go
Kyrie Bucks. Fan and Kyrie got hurt.
And ooh.
And we need
man. Y'all did need that.
I low-key
that's why I'm letting y'all get y'all shit off.
I can't believe it.
If y'all don't win it this year,
oh, look at me.
To the Bucks fan.
Okay.
If y'all don't win it this year, man.
I think we keep building better teams as the years go on, honestly.
If y'all don't win it this year,
we still have a chance.
If y'all
let's get on to the episode. We're gonna win.
He wants to reiterate.
We're gonna win it, and we're gonna be better next year. Let's
go. Okay. So, hey, I'm gonna ask y'all real quick. How are you doing mentally today, Bill? How you feeling today?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm gonna say I'm good. If we gotta rate it from like 1 to 10, I say I'm about it. 7, 8, you know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not a 10, but no, a couple of things.
We work with those, though. That's great. Yeah. That's a good number, right?
And I want always wondered if anybody was ever at a 10 in their life. I maybe as a baby, you know, as a child, as an unaware child, maybe I could have been a 10 at some 10s point.
All day.
Yeah, for sure. But
I don't know. Saturday was 10.
Oh, okay. Okay.
After we beat the Nets?
Okay.
So you should have heard me after I got done at Mary's, bro.
Okay.
Ashley, bro.
He's a 10 for sure. Okay, that moment. And then you try to ride that wave for as long as you can. Oh, yeah. Oh man.
Less than about an hour.
But you still was at a 10.
But I was at a 10. Shit. That's all that matters.
Yeah, bottle that up. But man, that's a solid number to be at right now. Man. I think like, you know, 7 to 8 is what people really shoot for nowadays. But
how about yourself?
Man, actually, thank you for asking. I'm actually personally doing pretty good, man. Actually, I think, you know, with the kind of the... You know what's cool, man? I think rearranging your house and kind of changing things up kind of makes you feel good. I feel like I just bought some new shit today, honestly. So I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a new career down there. So I feel pretty good right now. Man,
the projector.
Man, hell yeah, bro. That shit's cold as a bitch. So, I mean, like, I'm at a solid... Man, goddamn, I'd probably be a 9 today, man. A good 9, easily.
That's, bro, I love that.
Really, seriously. Yeah. Like, because I think it's just the matter of, like, decluttering, like just kind of feeling, getting a new vibe. I'm a fan of new vibes and energy and other vibes. So
I am on my way to a 10.
I was just gonna ask you how you.
I'm on my way to a 10.
Okay, is there any particular reason for that?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big Shroomie right now.
Okay,
the lights starting to get bright, and so like, I already know that.
Oh, man,
it's gonna be a good night.
He said he's shrooming, by the way.
Right, yeah, and I think that's important to acknowledge because I think it's really incredible what it can do for your mental health. But I won't talk about it today because that's a different episode that I want to touch a lot.
And we have different viewpoints on that, different stances. Right. They're not necessarily opposing.
We go shroom on mushroom episode.
Yes. Okay. Right. Like, who did that? Joe Rogan and what's his name?
Post Malone.
Yeah. That's right.
But I mean, they were drinking, they were smoking, they were doing shrooms, they were partying.
I mean, well, that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, I ain't gonna say. That's
not advocating for the mixation of things that make you angry.
Right, it's like a caraway here. Just take it easy here. No, but I feel you, bro. I swear to God, because I think it's important to acknowledge it. It does, man, because you can actually be, you're talking about it while you're on it. I mean, shit, that's cool, bro. So you said you're on your way to an eye currently. Where?
I'm on my way to a 10. Right now, on the shroom base, I'm mellow right now. I'm about 6, 7.
That's smooth, bro. Okay.
Like 6, 7. Okay. I'm real mellow right now.
That's smooth.
Like I said, I'll probably just microdose today.
Yeah.
But I got the rest of the bag, and I might just eat it, because that's how I'll be getting.
Right?
And that's what you like, fuck it.
You might as well. Shit.
I got a meeting tomorrow. That's the only thing I'm doing. But I ain't really worried about that shit.
I ain't worried. And Bryce, you already kind of said, you know, you're feeling pretty good today.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm probably right there with you at about a 7 or 8.
Solid.
You know, I'm probably, maybe if the Bucks win, I'll be at probably like a 9 even.
Does sports play a heavy impact on your emotions?
I mean, on a short term, like I said, okay. I was happy for about an hour and then, you know, I forgot about it because I was doing other things. But I mean, if we win the finals, I mean, yeah, like it's crazy how sports because I mean, some people don't really give a shit. For some people. Like, I don't, for me at least, I have somebody that consistently hits me up every Bucks loss.
Right.
Like, look at y'all.
Oh, facts.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you reaching? The only reason you ever hit me up is just to talk shit to me about my team.
Trash to me.
How dare you? I don't understand.
I don't understand that.
And they team not even the playoffs. So it's like, I entertain it. I entertain it. And I find it funny because,
like I'm pissed off at the time, but like at the end of the day,
you
like
hated your whole
time. I hate him. Like you went out of your way. Like you watch the he watches the whole entire game.
He like key moments in the game like, point out to me.
Ah, you remember when Giannis turned the ball over here? Okay. Yeah, he just sucks.
He just was crying couch.
That's why you said back his couch.
No, I did do it one more thing. I think it was playoffs. Because his team's not in the playoffs.
What team is it?
He was a Pelicans fan.
Oh,
right. You know what I mean? Like you don't have any business in the any business. You don't even have a monicum of like, bro. As soon as I say.
They are introverted as a bitch. They are at the crib consistently, dog.
They're cool. My friends, that's actually, so that's why I don't actually get into fist fights and actually try to come for his life. Right. But at the same time, you know what I mean? He still does it.
And that's just it, bro.
That's just disrespectful, you know what I mean? Just hit somebody up out the
blue. Okay, and that is, that's what I'm saying. That's weird to
especially,
me.
Like, if you're not friends with them, I don't know. Right. What the fuck?
That is weird. You remind me of Nelson from The Simpsons.
Ha ha! Right. Deadass, bro. For no reason.
Hey, just pointing and laughing.
Somebody just got to slap.
Right, exactly.
That's it, and it's all
good. But I mean, how about you, like sports and all of that, you know, kind of tie in and everything? Like, does that play a role into your rating? I'm cool. Into your rating, you know, right now a little bit.
Nah.
Okay. Okay.
Nah. I mean, like it's fun to like at the end of the day, I like watching good, you know, sports, whether football, basketball, like whatever. It's more enjoyable if my team that I root for wins, of course. But like at the end of the day, man, this is grown ass man getting paid millions to just.
It's just the industry, right? Yeah, it's fun to watch, but it's also like everybody's making money off it. But I mean, I think basketball is good for the city of Milwaukee.
I agree 100%.
I mean, like, so, yeah, somebody, and please, man. God, if you're going to Water Street, why are you going to shoot? Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't go to Water Street if either A, you got beef with somebody, or B, are looking for beef with somebody. Just please, oh my God, people like.
We talked about this shit last season, man. This stupid shit that people do in this world, man, is this mind blowing. It's sickening. It's just stop doing that shit, man. Like fuck.
It's not this city, but it's not just even Stephen A. Smith. They were saying they even want
to
come here.
I want to talk about them a little later, actually, because that shit was disgusting to me. But let me get right to this, man. Denver Biddle, aka Biddle, is here, man, and I am happy the fuck that he is because. He has a viral video on TikTok, and the song is called WSLM, right? Correct.
WSYLM,
and it is a song about men not always having to be okay, and that's okay, essentially. So it's okay to not be okay, right? Would you say in your own words?
Yeah, that's literally it.
What does that acronym stand for?
Yes.
Who said you less of a man? So like the
that's it. Yeah. Oh man, I love that. Love that. Like, who said you're less of a man for, you know, crying? Who said you're less of a man for not or for, you know, for opening
just,
up? You
just
know?
Feeling.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Acknowledging the fact that you have emotions like every other human being. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's you literally tie right in with the premise of this podcast, honestly, and that's why it was so important for me to try to reach out to you and get you on here, man. Because I reached out to you right away. I'm like, dog, I saw the TikTok and I went to direct messages. I'm like, hey, dog, I gotta hit you up, man. What's going on? What's happening?
I went to
YouTube and I said, man, hey, I gotta hit you up, man. What's happening? I see you got YouTube. I went to Instagram and I'm like, hey,
wait,
man.
That's how y'all linked up?
Yeah, for real.
Okay,
yeah.
So
I'm like.
So you just happen to be like from Milwaukee.
Yeah. Right, just so happens. Literally scrolling through my For You page.
What?
Sitting outside, matter of fact. I'm like, hey, look at this. And I'm like, oh, I gotta get this nigga on the podcast. So I'm like, wow. It's gonna be a Zoom call. This nigga lives in Milwaukee, dog. What are the odds? I didn't go to the casino that day, but I should've. Shit, like seriously, like it's just crazy how things work out. But man, thank you because it's important for people to have that awareness, man. You put a viral TikTok out about men not having to be okay, and that's okay, bro. Like, thank you, dog. I know I don't have to say that, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's incredible to me, man. And I think more people, the more people are aware of men opening up and being okay and feeling okay to open up, man, the better this world can be. You know what I'm saying? I really truly believe that. And I think that this takes a village, man, to keep raising each other up, man. So like, dog, it's incredible. But have you had any you know, kind of mental health experiences with, you know, you or a family member or friend or somebody, you know, like kind of like that has led you to feel on the level that you do, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of it has to do with the time period I was talking about in that song. I want to say I experienced depression on like a smaller scale a little before that. And that was like my first like real serious breakup back in like 2016.
Okay. Okay.
That was a little shorter lived, but this one I feel like impacted me a little more because so many things happened like at once. So
man.
I went home to celebrate my dad's birthday because I was living in St. Paul, Minnesota at the time.
Okay.
And like that day I got like fired over the phone, right? So I get fired and then this girl that I was in like some kind of situationship, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right?
She started tripping and like we ended up basically like splitting kind of like over that weekend,
right,
like, while I wasn't at home.
Okay.
So I'm like dealing with both at the same time.
Right.
And it was just like what I was doing in that relationship, it was very lopsided. So what I was giving.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like just drained emotionally, mentally,
right,
and to receive just nothing but, I don't know, like just lack of appreciation.
Okay.
And just like blame for, I don't even know what, just like anything negative that happened. Okay. Right,
a lot and of then, emotional trauma.
Yeah. And on top of that, like dealing with, I'm trying to pay for the place that we staying at, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that I let you stay at, okay, you know,
man,
with your child, you know. So this is like a bunch of stuff, right? But all this negativity was just festering in my head, and I don't know what, maybe it was God, what told me to like just, yo, put it in song form, like,
okay,
just get it out, right?
Man.
And I hopped on YouTube. This is a YouTube beat,
right?
And just one of the producers that I subscribed to, like, it was one of the first, because you know how you can go to a subscriptions tab and you can just, you know, see everything.
Yeah.
So like first beat I clicked on, I heard this and I was like, oh yeah, this is the perfect backdrop,
yeah,
to tell this story, you know what I'm saying?
And it was, bro.
Yeah,
man.
So that's how it came about for the most part.
That's incredible, man. That's an incredible tale. And I kind of want to go back to something that you said in there. You know, you're kind of a stepdad in a way, would you say? A little bit, or I don't know.
It didn't get that deep.
Okay.
But I had a child in my home, you know.
Right.
So
right,
like to an extent, you know, you're doing for both of the people.
Right.
So yeah, I wouldn't quite say that,
okay,
but like
that's good of you too, because a lot of people were
like
immediately get thought of that.
Right. Yeah. It just I feel like with more time, it might have turned into something similar, but it didn't last long enough.
Because you did say it's a situationship anyway. I mean, so.
And we weren't right, you know,
true,
what I'm saying, to begin with. But but the level of interaction and engagement felt like a relationship, you know what I'm saying? Like just what I was doing and what I was contributing to this situation.
We're not technically dating, but I mean, it just feels like it. I've definitely been there myself.
And I was going to ask you, because how old are you, bro?
28.
So, I've always told you this. I think the best place that you can be in right now is the kind of situationships that he was talking about. I guess, you know, it's harder, you know, if there's a kid in the picture involved, like, you got to consider that as a possibility. And especially more nowadays, man, you know, it's hard. But I love kids. I do. I love kids. Don't get me wrong. I do. But when it comes to providing for before you're ready, and on top of that, I truly believe this, and you brought this up. If you want the child to be yours and look like you, it's harder to really put forth your full effort.
Wait, which one of y'all asked that?
That was me.
I was smoking, like, I don't know, I think, what was it, Sunday?
Yes.
I was smoking, and
you had to be high when you
were. Yeah,
it was great.
I was like, look,
If you had a kid, like, think about it. Like, it's not an easy question.
Yeah,
what,
no.
Like, or okay, it's
it might be easy for some people, but it's no, it's not easy. It's not easy.
No, this is what it's saying.
The answer is mine.
This is Bryce's text.
I know. Okay. So hold on.
Let me read it real quick. Something interesting that I just thought about. If you had a son, what color would you want him to come out as? Why? A short, simple topic we could discuss. Essentially. Would you like your child to look like you, or you know, come out as the same color as you?
I don't know what. I don't care. What color would you want it to be?
Okay.
What color would you want it to be?
With the color. Now, because whatever color me and mama or me and mama is.
Okay. Like, yes. Like, now I feel like that's okay. Like the obvious. I was saying, take out the fact that obviously you don't get to pick the color of your partner. You know what I mean? Obviously, your baby come out. Color is in between you and your partner. Okay, that's how
Drake's child. Let's bring this up as an example. Drake's child, right, is light.
Right. Yeah.
Light. Right. Light. So I'm thinking like
I'm saying. No, I'm saying like if you. Drake Jewish. I'm saying if you. Okay.
Does it make a difference?
Disregard the part where it's going to be no matter what.
He's half. He's half black. Half white.
Yeah, so his kid is like 75%.
Okay, maybe I'm half. White. I'm half white, half black. Yeah, he's
so
the same.
It's like, what you like? What
I don't think my child's gonna come out as light as Drake's child.
Yeah,
I truly don't believe that. I don't think so. It could. Yeah, no, it could. Absolutely.
Like,
could.
But massive gene.
Yeah, right. Drake, you know,
it happened to Drake, bro. It happened to you. No, it's not like he's not. You're super light, bro.
Then you got mixed kids that come out white, like
right. Yes. Oh, okay. My
Halsey, bro. Halsey
actually.
Halsey is 50% black, bro.
And I thought I talked about this.
Halsey's mixed.
Vin Diesel,
bro.
Who else?
Jason. Okay, wait. Hold on. Let me fact check.
Pretty sure they're all mixed.
Let me
play
the open, bro.
I saw where his mind was when he asked a question like that. Because I'm like,
okay, no, but, okay, forget about the fact that it's going to be whatever. I'm saying, like, if you are shallow enough to pick your partner based on what skin color you wanted your child to be. You know what I mean? If you could pick the color of your kid without, you know, worrying about
it. That's like, true.
Okay, would you say white because they would have the easiest life? Would you say black so that they understood how shit works better?
Both of them.
And that's where my head kind
of... Both of them!
That's where my...
No, that's why I saw why you said... I know why you asked them, but this is funny. Because I swear to God, I've had that question pop in my head before. But man, it's really interesting too. Because like I said, back to the stepdad topic.
Bro, yes. Ozzy has a black dad. She's 50.
Yeah, she is. That's true.
That's wild.
But... Being a stepdad nowadays is hard to do because you are providing for two souls. You're providing for two nourishing people's emotional status, you know, trying to help. And like you said, there was a lot of a give relationship, not a lot of give back. So, I mean, that's hard on anybody's mental health and the state that you were in that moment when, you know, like what you said, you know, you got fired and all that shit happens all at once. When everything, like, drops on you all at once, man, it's hard to... try to break out of that, man, because you can fall into a depressive state real fast. And I've been there myself. You know, I'm not going to say I feel what you're saying or hear, like I know what you were going through, but at the same time, like, you know.
It's just the fact. So, like, I think within, like, a 12, 13-month time span, I had gotten let go, like, 4 times.
Man.
And I'm just like,
damn,
dog. Like, my whole thing is just like, yo, my passion is mute. I don't even want to do this shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? But I'm putting forth all this effort, especially like with the last job. Like, yo, because I didn't have a car at the time.
Okay.
And even if I did, I would have had to pay like hella money because I was living like downtown. I would have to pay like $120, $150 a month to park somewhere. But taking the light rail an hour to my job. So I take what you do is you take the light rail from downtown St. Paul, like Twin Cities. So downtown St. Paul to downtown Minneapolis. But I didn't work downtown Minneapolis. It was a little like northeast of that. So then I had to get on the bus. Okay. So then that's about an hour commute.
Ooh.
And then on the way back, it's a little more than an hour.
So it's rush hour. Have a subway?
Man.
It's a light rail. So kind of like this car, the little streetcar that we got. But it's a... like
faster,
yeah, and it's a little longer.
Okay,
like, it goes from
similar to like the.
I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah,
and it's incredible. St. Paul is a beautiful city, you know. But like you said, it was an hour back,
hour there, and like an hour and a half ish back because of rush hour. So the bus, you know, you got to wait on the bus and stuff like that.
That's, you know, that's really good of you, man, to even, like, do that job as long as you did, man. Because I think after like, a couple of days, man, I would be like,
yo, right, man. Yeah.
God damn.
It would have fired my ass way before.
Man, see, and the thing is, like you said, music is your passion, bro. Like, that's your job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that, if you're in your mind, that's your first priority. You know what I'm saying? And you're good at it, man. Like, check Dog out, please. Like, for real. Like, his name is
Bill. How many views does that have?
So, like, it's funny because he said viral, but in terms of, like, what I consider a viral video, okay, for me, it wasn't really. It's got, like, a 250,000, I think.
Talk about what you said to me. Like, you were in a group of content creators and a lot of, like influencers, man. You know,
yeah, so, like, long story short, like, I connected with a lot of other influencers, and they act like, if it don't hit a million views, it ain't really viral. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, like, and prior to this, like, basically, I had a span of time. It was like a 6-week period where I was going viral, like, real viral, like, every single week.
Oh, so like, this is not even your most popular. Like, this
no,
is
his
this,
page.
No, so
page.
That's like, this is like your least popular video.
Not my damn least.
Oh, you're verified.
Yeah, like not my least.
Yeah. He's at the blue.
Yeah, like 1.7 million.
But like the remixes
followers.
I was doing, remixes, you know, like last man, year, it was like,
fuck? You are
like
TikTok
9 million, 10 million. Like my most popping is like 18 million views. So okay, like
18 million views. Yeah. Man,
see, bro, you gotta stop gassing everybody up because, man, not everybody's cracking like that. So when you say that here, when you say that he's TikTok,
you didn't believe me.
No, like, hell no, bro. No,
but he's ass. Oh, next time I'm gonna say no cap. How about it? Next time I'm gonna say no cap.
Oh, he verified.
I said Dwayne, no way, boy. I said Dwayne. When I saw you walking, I'm like Dwayne, no way, boy. I swear to God, dude. I said,
that's crazy.
I'm like, man, you know, like, it's just incredible how things work out the way they do. I'm a big believer in energy. You know how people pass on energy, man, yeah. And I think that's what contributed to that, man. And I don't know, just, you know, how things work. Everything kind of happens for a reason, but I've upgraded to energy now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've upgraded to that now. But it's just incredible, man. So, like, the fact that you had that trauma, yeah, would you consider it trauma, you know, up in St. Paul?
Yeah,
you
know, for sure.
Because that's hard to really deal with, let alone somebody trying to do music and work like, you know, normal job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, quote unquote, normal job.
So you already had like a studio and or someone or like a
yeah,
software,
like a makeshift kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Like, but yeah, so this was something that like you had an idea and you had already had time prior to this doing other shit. So like, this is not your first song you ever made. So you knew what you were doing. Okay.
I've been making music since like I was four, like going the summer going into high school. So 14.
So is that mainly what you do then? Is like mostly like music?
Yeah,
to this day, that's dope, bro.
And the remixes he does is just the wordplay. I mean, you are a great lyricist in my mind. You know what I'm saying? The way you put words together, man, it's incredible. And the fact that you tie in mental health, like, man, that's so dope to me. So that's just like, I'm glad you're on here talking about this shit with us because we can see more into the mind of a music creator and how their mind works, man. So it's kind of cool to see because I tried, you know what I'm saying? I tried back in the day. Everybody, I'm sure, you know, he's black kid.
Trying to be a rapper.
You know what I'm saying? Freestyle, you know what I'm saying? All that shit, man. Yeah. But I'm like, you know, if you know you don't got it, man, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't do it. You know, like a lot of people say, don't keep going until you, you know, you get better at it. But
I'm not going to tell you not to chase a dream now.
Like, okay,
always chase your dreams.
Absolutely, bro. Always chase your dreams. But at the same time,
at the end of the day, make sure it's not impacting
your
sometimes.
Actually, I mean, I can't even say that. You know, if you want to be a rapper, fuck it. Because if you want, like, at the end of the day, it all comes down to how much you want to put into something. If, like, and if you want to put everything, if you want to put yourself out of a house, if you want to put yourself out of a car, out of a job, just to chase it, like, I mean, who am I to sit here and tell you shouldn't do that? I wouldn't personally do that. That's not what I would do at all.
I guess, man, but dog, come on, man. I guess.
I don't know about the resources and, like, you know what I'm saying, putting yourself out of a car and a house.
That's what I'm saying.
But in terms of, like, being able to come a long way skill-wise, like, bro, I swear. So, like, my homies, there was this video or this song or whatever that I dropped. I don't know why the fuck I dropped it, but I dropped it. This was, like, back in high school.
Right.
I want to say, like, bro, 09, 2010, like, whatever. But I heard it was a remix to Best I Ever Had by Drake.
Okay.
Lyrics were cold. But I had no sense of key or tone or pitch or anything.
Okay.
Wow. And I was just listening back like,
damn,
I thought this was good enough to put out.
Was that one of your first ones though? That's how it goes.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of my friends do the music shit. Like, you know, CJ, you still got the studio.
So you were listening to it back, but in that moment, did you hear, like, felt like it was?
Of course, because I put it out. Right. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But like, yeah, in retrospect, like one day I'm probably gonna, because I took it, I like screen recorded to capture the audio. Okay. And one day I'm gonna put that shit, like when I'm popping, right, I'm gonna put it out.
Side to
like,
side.
Literally, yeah, like, let people know. Like, because I don't give a fuck now. I'm much better, so it's whatever. Yeah. But, like, people need to know. Like, right. You can start out here.
Right.
And learn, and, you know what I'm saying, and work on it, and then end up being here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's brilliant.
So, yeah, let's not tell people not to.
Right. Okay, that's true, man. But, you know, like, okay,
they just got to be open to constructive criticism.
That's just it. A lot of people are not.
Especially rappers, or music artists in general.
Right. Have you ever played a sport, or are you an athlete? Would you consider yourself an athlete?
Like
you hoop this,
sports and shit.
Yeah. Drake said in a song one time that I've always replayed back in my head consistently over and over. He said, "Rappers want to be them, and they want to be, or they want to be them, and they we want to be them, and they want to be us."
Yeah, that's probably Drake Cole's song, bro.
And right. So
what song is that?
That wasn't
Fear, was it?
They forgot the name of it. He was talking about taking bitches out for muffins. And,
it was off a mixtape, bro.
Of a devil club latte, bro. It was weird.
Yeah, it was on the album, actually. You're right.
It was Thank You.
But
it was
Thank You Later.
They
want to
be them, and they want to be us.
I think it's Jordan. Incredible.
You know what I'm saying? Make friends with Jordan.
Shaq,
you got an AI.
Can't rap. That
was the same song.
Yeah. Shaq cannot rap.
Shaq can't rap. See, that's what we were talking about earlier. You can rap, bro. They taught you how to rap in school.
Okay.
You read the Cat in the Hat.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Shaq's not good at rap. That's not what I'm saying. Shaq isn't good at rapping.
You gotta specify these things.
I can rap.
I have the ability to say words.
Right, exactly. Words.
Anybody can rap. It's just.
Is it rapping though, or is it rhyming?
Ooh.
It's like rapping, bro.
It's rhyming to a beat.
Rhythm and poetry.
So
you do have to have a rhythm though, right?
There may be a lot of people that like rhyme, but they not.
Right.
I'm like, you need to know rap though. You're not rapping.
You need to know the ups and downs on a beat, syncopation and shit like that.
And that's what I'm saying when we was talking earlier, like off mic and whatnot. Like when you get into like the ins and outs of rapping, like Maltese and. Motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm metaphors and shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like really the storytelling, like when you get into like the real life components of rapping, then it's like, he can't rap.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as like rapping, bro, like anybody can really rap.
And
you
I think
it's just rather do they do it well or not.
Exactly. True.
Okay, I got you. Know what I'm
saying? And I think it's just incredible, man. And it ties right into like the sports and, you know, everything is synonymous because I played football back in high school, you know what I'm saying? I was good at it. You know, I wanted to pursue further my career in that, but, you know, I knew I couldn't rap, you know, so I stopped. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, everybody has a lane in a sense, you know, you kind of want to fit in that lane that you're in. So, it's just incredible because that line that Drake always says, you know, it plays in my head consistently. So, like, it's kind of like, you know, you find your lane. You found your lane, my guy.
Yeah.
You can have an off-branch of that lane. Like, you know, you have the off-branch with the mental health and you're rapping and, you know, like, it's really cool how you can do that.
So, on that, I kind of asked when you mentioned that, you know, it's just not for you. You can't do it. I got a tangent for you because I posed this question a while ago. So, there's, like, two schools of thought, right? You got... I don't even know how to.
I gotta think about it.
But like one is like, basically like try, continue to try. Like anything's possible until you get there, right?
Right.
But then the other school of thought is, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, where's the balance?
Because everybody does have their niche. Right. Everybody.
It's like figure out what you like and bonus points if you're good at it.
Soul did a really good job of kind of teaching people. So when I the movie, the Disney Pixar movie that came out, it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx. Right?
Yes. Watch that movie. It was beautiful. So? You know, it's a beautiful movie, man.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh my lord, it's a great movie. Great guitar movie. And I think it's just really cool because people can find their spark.
Yeah.
You got to find your spark. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's the key.
And that's the key. If you find your spark, man, life is beautiful.
Didn't they have like another movie? About
Inside Out.
Yo, yeah. Is it kind of like the same?
And it's cool because they're doing that and they're teaching kids how to think like this, man. And it's so dope how mental health is so... Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like...
Not mainstream.
Once you break it down like that, though, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, especially with so, like... Inside Out, this is the emotions that you can experience.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not so clear-cut. Like,
and kids don't
it crosses over. Yeah. But, I mean, it is a helpful tool to, like, help understand how life works. But, I mean, at the same time...
It helps you, like, identify what's going on with
it. Understood. Like, that's it's a... Might be too simplistic. At the same time, it's a cute idea.
I mean, I should weigh in. You definitely gotta check it out. I mean, I can't argue. I should weigh in. You definitely gotta find your spark. So that's all I'm trying to say. I'm not gonna deter you from doing anything ever, but find your spark. That's all. But how does your negativity and your positivity, like in the feedback, you know, how does that influence you on a day-to-day basis with your mental health? Like, you know, like, I think some, you know, some celebrities always, you know, kind of, you know, the mean tweet segment off of Jimmy Kimmel, you know, a lot of celebrities read that. And I think it's funny, you know, to an extent.
So, like,
you know,
positive and negative feedback?
Feedback or, you know, just any positivity and negativity on your timeline. How does that affect you?
Oh,
as a content creator.
I really don't care about the negativity.
Okay.
You probably get a lot of comments, right?
You said what?
Comment section.
Oh, I read it all. Yeah, most of it.
You must get a lot of comments.
Yeah.
So that's a good question. I've never been able to ask anybody that. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and that's what I've always wanted question to know. Like, it's really incredible because, like, there's millions of people, like, if not liking your page or, you know, kind of going up, just seeing your page. You know, so I'm saying a lot of opportunity for, you know, some mischief or some kind of hop on there, man. So, like, I think, you know, that you don't relate, you don't weigh up negativity. You know what I'm saying?
What I've found is you have two forms of negative comments. You have the constructive, so like they're actually saying something that you need to listen to.
Right, right.
Okay. And then you have the trolls, like the nonsense. Yeah, so, like,
fuck you, nigga.
Right.
Bitch ass nigga. Bitch ass motherfucker. I'll kick your ass. You know, it's like the
user 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, I just had somebody, comment on one of my videos like last week or something like that. They were like, this is the perfect time to unsubscribe. And I was just like,
wow.
Bye. Like, you know what I'm saying? I commented back, bye.
Like,
it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it was because there was no.
Why the fuck? Bro, why? Like, I can't even
fathom. Like, I know who does that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I have fun with it. Because if there was some kind of constructive, you know, if they said why or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Then I'm like, okay, I'm just randomly listening. They just said, this is the perfect time to leave. I was like,
who do people think they are?
All right.
Who the hell do you think you are?
This is on YouTube. So, like, whether I have, like, on YouTube, I got like 30,000 something subscribers. Yeah. Like, whether I got 30 or just 30, and then it goes from 30 to 29. I'm like, I don't care, because then I have 29 people that really want to be there.
Right, exactly.
Like, it just doesn't matter. Like, my shit does not. It does nothing for me. I don't care.
It's just it's so significant. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't bother you.
I could have like a million people that hate my shit.
Right.
But if 500,000 fuck with it heavy, I'm fucking with the 500,000 people.
Yeah,
and that's, you know what I'm saying? Man, I'm doing it for them.
Okay, that's really a really positive way to like.
Yeah, that's super positive. That's a healthy way to look at it.
That's a really healthy way to look at it.
If you can really, honestly like go by that too. I mean,
who said something recently? Usher said that T-Pain's autotune ruined.
Everybody agreed.
There was agreeing with him.
Charlamagne agreed. No. He was like honesty. He said honesty without any compassion is. He said it's cruel. He said it's cruelty. He said he's being honest.
So do y'all agree? So I always told myself like I'm gonna maneuver this music shit just like a basketball player in that I'm not really commentating on other people's shit while I'm active in the game. Man. As soon as I'm done. Then I'll talk on other niggas. But like what I like to do as an artist in the game trying to get to levels that all these other people are, I'm like, I might not listen to your music on a day to day basis, right. But you're obviously doing something right.
Right.
You're doing something right to be where you're at. And that's what I'm gonna learn whatever like from you, whatever positivity you're doing. But on that, on the auto-tune thing, do you really think that like, what's your opinion on it? Do you really think it ruined it or not?
I think back in the day, yes. I think it added.
Okay, no.
Back, you know, we gotta talk back in the day, for real, for real.
Okay, what did music.
And I'm not gonna say that T-Pain did it. Lil Wayne was the one that ruined it. Lil Wayne was the one.
But no, he said T-Pain ruined hip hop with his style.
It's a good like song
I don't think he was just talking about rap in general.
I
don't think so at all.
That's old Wayne.
I went back to the part where he was talking about how it sent him into a depressive state. I have heard a lot of that when it comes to, you know, celebrities and, you know, the star, you know, music artists and, you know, people on Instagram. I'm recording.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm recording. People on, like, you know, like, they receive negativity. They can go into that depressive state. Like, I had to remove myself from Facebook for a good 6 months, 7 months, something like that. And I felt great.
No,
you don't remember?
Was that recently?
That was before.
He did not stay after 6 months.
So that was. It was.
It was like 6 weeks.
It was the election.
Six weeks is a long time.
Wait, no, it wasn't 6 weeks. It was longer.
I've been on Facebook in five years.
So I was like, I just saw all the negativity, and especially around that time, it was just so much bullshit. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna remove myself. And I felt great. So like, it's the negativity, especially since there's so many people. You know what I'm saying? It's gotta. But like the way that you handle it is brilliant, man, and I think everybody should kind of take a piece from that. It's not easy. Right.
Maybe it's a little easier because it's like a, I don't know. I was gonna say because I do music and like I'd separate the art from me, but like I don't think that's it. I think it's just how I think. And I think that's how other people need to to be honest, bro, if I didn't do music, I don't think I'd be on social media. Okay. Or maybe like I would have Facebook. Okay. I would have a very very small friends list with just literally like family and so they could keep up with what I'm doing.
Okay, okay.
But like I don't really see myself on social media like that because it just turns into the comparison game.
It does, man. It really does.
Man, it's just everybody is on there and everybody has an opinion and everybody wants their opinion to be heard.
And it's fake.
Right half the time they don't give a shit. Yeah. And B, don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
There's a lot of trolls,
and they're not even real opinions. They just saying stuff to get
eyes out of people. Some shit that they heard or some shit that they think's about to get likes. Like, legit, people do this shit.
Case in point, I will respond to somebody that, like, says some bullshit, that, like, replied to one of my stories and said some bullshit. I'll reply to it, and then they'll be like, no way, I didn't know you'd answer. And, like, I'm just like...
Man,
just wanted some, you know what I'm saying?
It's infuriating to me that people are like that. But I guess it's the world we live in, so, man... what you broke down was kind of incredible, man. So I hope people really hear that, truly. Like, especially, man, if you got 30 followers, you know what I'm saying? Like, really just hear that, you know, that just, you know, not focus so much on the negativity. It's just pointless.
Yo, unless there's some constructive feedback in that negativity, just brush it to the wayside. Like, because honestly, like, when I was told, I don't know who was the first person to bring this idea to me or whatever, this concept, and you're probably familiar because, you know, your girl's a therapist.
Right, right.
But, like... It's projection.
It is.
And when I like, when I really, when that like sunk in, I was like, it's real. It's true, people are projecting. You find out the backstory and what happened, you know, that day, and you're like, damn, like they really are. Because I'm thinking about my own self. Like, I'm never in such a bad place where I have to comment something negative that's not constructive on somebody else's, because I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just never in that place. Man. But you recognize that when hurtful stuff does come out of your mouth, it's usually because you're in a bad place.
Yeah, that's very true, actually.
And I'm just like, man.
That is so... And you know what? Human beings, at the end of the day, I really want to reiterate this, because I was watching Fatherhood yesterday, and human beings fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all fuck up. But I think, you know, the more that we can understand that that we all are just human, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have our bad days. Stop taking other shit that you got going on in your life out on others. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to, he didn't deserve that shit that day from that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like that could have put you in a bad mood, and then that could have projected on somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a triple down effect. Or, you know, it's just, you don't want to do that. I'd rather spread positivity more than anything. I'm a fan of gassing people up, really. I truly am, and I think more people need to do it, man. For real, people really need to.
Yeah, because if it's a trend, people will do it. So let's start it.
What is that? What do people pay it forward and shit? You know what I'm saying?
Like, people are afraid to do it because, again, bro, like, they're not good with themselves.
Right, insecurity.
They don't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Starts with, like, childhood, you know, man. Like, and if you just weigh on certain things that you probably shouldn't be, you know, that shit hurts. So, man, I think, you know, that's just incredible that, you know, we're able to talk to you about this shit, man, because I haven't had the opportunity to before, and I'm sure a lot of people, you know, aren't in that position to do that. So I hope, man, you know, you definitely want to have you back on, for sure, as well, as many times, you know what I'm saying?
I'm here.
Yeah, exactly, dog. For real, that man in Milwaukee, man. I'm here. Crazy as hell, man. Blend the city on, baby. Because
I just popped up on your feet.
Right?
Triple my life.
All right, toxic masculinity and the term alpha males. I've heard, actually, recently, the term alpha males from somebody, and they were relating it to being a man's man. You know what I'm saying? Like, a man's man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, it's weird to me how they were talking about it, because it's just, it makes it seem like...
super cool.
Like if you're a child and, like, you're trying to compete to get the teacher's attention, like the teacher's back, like, you know, like who are you trying to impress? Like, are you trying to impress other men, or are you trying to impress
alpha male? That's an interesting phrase these days.
It really
because,
is.
I'm not sure where, like, but it's, you've seen all over Twitter and Facebook, like beta male,
right?
Someone calling someone like a beta.
So.
Yeah, I started seeing alpha male more. Cause like, it's been around forever, but like, certain more shit is starting to resurge. Man. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's one of the terms was there something in culture that happened, like pop
that's
culture or some
I'm
shit? Or like,
right
what's
now.
Like, what's going on?
And I've always thought of alpha. When you think of the word, it means leader of the pack. You know, you're the top. You know what I'm saying?
They talk about animals.
It's the Greek letter for A.
Right.
Yeah, first. Mm.
So then that means, like, you think you are the top male. So now, what makes a male a top male? Like, what boxes do you have to check to be that?
I don't think. Okay. So
best looking.
I don't think. Okay. Oh wait. So I don't think that it's that context at all. I think it's the way that you handle things. It's more of a mentality. Alpha male and beta male mentality. Someone wrote a book on the beta male mentality. Mm-hmm. That's why that was memed out back in the day.
Right.
Just like if you're in a situation and someone's about to fight you, the alpha male mentality is going to fight back. The beta male mentality is going to be like, you know, relax, man.
Wow.
But
so...
As far as that being good or bad,
that's really interesting.
I mean, that's just the way you are as a person. I don't think that has anything to do with your mental health. I think that whether you're depressed or not, or if you have BPD or if you're PTSD and you have an alpha male mentality, no matter what stage you're in, you're fighting, probably.
Now, who's to say, like, the responsible person, the person that doesn't want the cops to get involved, the person that has kids or a family that they want to get home to, a person that is thinking about their future, that doesn't want to fight,
makes them a beta male. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're how far?
No, but the mentality. But do you want to?
I would say, for my situation, if I
I'm saying, like, in the back of your mind, like, how do you really feel?
Oh, that way.
Not
all shit aside.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
All consequences aside.
Okay. Then that makes a little bit more sense. But at the same time, I think, you know, we need to really kind of really decipher what do these people mean when they say, oh, no, because it probably can mean something different coming from one person to another.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's what my understanding of it is, but that might not be what the pop culture, I don't go on fucking Facebook.
It's just incredible, like, to man up, like, to say man up to somebody, or, you know, be a man, like, that shit is just incredible, you know. I'm not going to sit here and say that, like,
and it's not even emotion, somebody, bro, like, right. there's a recurring conversation that I see on my, like, Facebook feed, and even when, I don't know, any of y'all on, like, Clubhouse, the app?
Yes.
So I was on Clubhouse for a little bit when it was popping, and the non, like, music and non, like, business, you know, like, the social rooms or whatever, there was this recurring conversation where, like, men are expected to pay for everything.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And
okay.
So, like, be a man also can relate to that. And I'm just like, I just listening. Just like, yo, this is wild. And
I'm not here for that anymore. It's 2021.
Right. And, you know, you hear a lot of times, like, you know, the equality thing. And I think, you know, if people go into the date expecting to both pay, that will be such a relief for either party in a situation.
I feel like if you're going to go to, like, out for a date, and that's something you got to talk about that first. Right? You know what I mean? Like, and if it's not discussed, like, then two people are making assumptions.
Right.
And,
and
if it's the same one, more power to you. But if it's different, there you got a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you really want to the first date? So talk about it.
Right.
Don't just go to the first date assuming shit.
Just as an adult, bring your money. Why would you not do that? What about after the date? What if you know what I'm saying? Like, what if you need money as an adult?
Like,
it's literally, like,
everything. That's how I feel. Wait, is that a thing? Has that happened where literally someone that you went on a date with didn't bring money?
Yes, I bet it.
Oh my God, that's why I don't go on dates. And if I do go on a date, it's with the girl that I have been seeing for a long. I'm not a Tinder person, you know what I mean? So unless I meet you at a bar, like, but we're probably hanging out outside
of night, like, no. I'm not up to that.
This
is like, which one?
I know, because if you did actually mean something, I would remember exactly which one. But just joking.
I was joking. Right. No, not the record straight on that. I said, which one?
Just jokes.
But no, at the same time, like, there's a lot of people that really just don't think that women need to pay. And then, like, men too, like, that think that women don't need to pay for anything at all. Like, there's conversations consistently that men need to pay for everything, all the bills.
Yeah, now, who was just tweeting that?
I don't know why. The Game. Now,
The Game. And that motherfucker has a sexual assault charge.
Right. See?
And then he says some stuff, you know what I mean?
It's like, toxic masculinity from men and women. And women,
it's never a healthy situation.
Right.
Like, there's, like,
it's toxic.
It puts too much pressure.
There's like, so many different things, man. Like, it's just because at that point. Because I don't know. You hear conversations about marriages being, like, where's the foundation of, like, where did that even come from, getting married? And people say that it's a financial thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm married, and, like, our shit ain't that. But I understand, like, when people talk about, you know, there's 50% of people getting divorced now, and this and that, and it really becomes, like, it really becomes financial and economic decision. And I'm just that's wild. You know what I'm saying?
If you blow up and you make millions, you know what I'm saying? Billions even. You know what I mean? Like, there's, you know, the prenuptial agreement is there.
And we don't have that. And I don't, because I was, you know, we like, bro, we trust each other. We love each other. That's like, straight up. That's what's going on. But, like, I don't know, man. I feel like, even prenups are weird to me.
Yeah, they are.
Because I'm like, you're going into it. already to break up. Expecting some shit. Yes. You know what I mean? They're like, well, you gotta protect your shit. And I'm like, but why? Yeah. Why do you have to, you know what I'm saying?
Marriage is definitely like, this person with the
report. I don't want to go like
exactly. Yeah.
Marriage is marriage in and of itself yeah. is
it's
strange.
It's a strange
the concept of it is becoming much more strange because it was designed to be one thing back in the day.
But that's all that it, I mean, what you think is like, if you look at it from all of these other perspectives that everybody else making it out to be,
right.
and who they get, it's complicated. Okay. But if you look at it for like one, like, do you want to be married?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't really thought about it.
I was going to say, like, if you, do you want to be married?
Yeah,
I do. Marry Megan?
Yes.
And why? Just because you love her.
Yeah.
Period.
Right.
That's it.
I would see. No.
That's all marriage is.
When I think about
I love you that much,
religious
that
reasons,
I want to be with you for the rest of
my
life.
Might be a little bit too, though.
If that was
personally for personal reasons, and that's why I kind of want to touch on the religious aspect of it because it is ingrained in our nation to get married, to have that American dream, to you know have the kids, a house, you know,
white picket fence. I hate that shit.
Right.
Oh my
exactly.
God.
It's American dream in some people's minds, yeah. man. And it ties into
the
toxic masculinity.
I don't think it's the me. I think that's marriage. I think is the furthest thing from toxic masculinity because I think it's the ultimate sign of vulnerability. Like for you to drop down on your knee and be like, "I love you this much. I'm gonna tell all of these bitches in the world I'm off limits." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, no, hear me out. Real quick. Hear me out real quick. The ring on a man's finger has brought more attention to some women than without. You hear me? It has brought more attention than without. This is the world we live in.
And that's the thing is like me personally, I think that you might just think that now because oh shit, now I got this ring on my hand, mm-hmm. so now bitches is just hollering at me more. But in reality, bitches was already hollering at you. You probably was just naive to the fact.
Now maybe
now
you're
just married.
Right. Me being a bartender for as long as I have, I've seen a lot of shit, man. And I think I've seen people, people get married, divorced, and then remarried again, and then how the transition happens with people and how much attention they get off of that. It's really unfortunate, actually, man. And I think it's a drag on our society on how we are. Oh, this man's married. So he's obviously either well off, he's got a car, he's got a job, he can provide, you know, kids, you know, he's a good father. So, like, that all ties into toxic masculinity for me in a way. That's why I say it.
I think Tyree really is trying to put the scope over where it's the toxic masculinity and the fact where when a man and a woman are together, there's so much pressure put on them to be and act a certain way. You can't show emotion. Mm-hmm. You have to spend your money. You don't have time for yourself.
Right.
You can't take good mental.
Well, as far as the man. Well, yeah, when you think, because they always say, like, happy wife, happy life.
Exactly. You know right. what I'm saying? Exactly. Now,
there you go. I'm not here.
But you're that's real, though. Right. Like, we all, let's keep it a buck. We all in relationships. Right.
Yeah,
like, true. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it.
That's true. Yeah.
Sorry.
But that's why we're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why we're talking about it.
But you know what I'm saying? Like
should that be the case?
At part of your depression come from like your significant other and a lot of
should that be the case?
What if you want to?
Why? I mean, okay, so all right, this is something I didn't want to get into.
Okay, okay,
I feel like this is it. It's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tight. So, like, right now, me and my significant other, we are going through that. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? So, where we in the midst of a breakup. You know what I'm saying? We think that's what's happening. I think we're broken up right now. I don't know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, anyway, I'm unhappy in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a sense, though. But, like, at the same time, like, I know that I would rather be unhappy with you than be happy with somebody.
Man.
If that, like, and I ain't even gonna say be happy with somebody else. It's just like rather than like making somebody else happy or like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanna, like,
so you wanna work, you wanna work through it.
And that's, you found your person.
Oh yeah, like for sure. You know what I'm saying? We've been together for 8 years.
You know
what I'm saying?
You
like,
found your person.
We went through our shit. You know what I'm saying? We've been through a lot of shit. Like, but I won't talk about this right now.
Okay, yeah, no,
but
that's
you
cool.
know
that's
what
cool.
I'm saying? Like, but at that's the end cool. of the day, like, it, like to me, I feel like that's what it turned into. Like, it turned into like, do you love a person enough to where like certain things you can be okay with being unhappy about. Like it's not about like, oh, like I'm unhappy. Like, cause if you truly unhappy, then yeah, get the fuck up out of there and go make yourself happy. You know what I'm saying?
I was about to say, I kind of don't want to be.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, cause it's like even with the ladies, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's what like, we got to be real enough with ourselves to say that like, it's certain shit that they unhappy about too. Right. You know what I'm saying? That like, they got to accept that like, okay, do I love this person enough to be unhappy about this, you know,
to
what
like
I'm
compromise
saying?
Like, your unhappiness with
relationships. It ain't even
personally,
about
bro. Like, I don't think I'm willing to compromise on my happiness.
You're not willing to compromise.
I don't think. And one of the things that, this is gonna be a problem. I love to play video games, bro.
Right.
I don't think you have to though.
Exactly. Okay. That's what, that's my goal, which is why I said I don't know how to do it, because it's gonna have to be a very particular type of person who is like okay with, like we can, like yeah. Would like to spend time together, but like, yeah. I mean, I gotta play my video games. That's just, what it is.
And you know
for
what?
Me
and
to be
that's gonna be the person that you would marry, probably, if you do want to. Get married. That's
gonna be she gonna be like, shit, I gotta watch my makeup videos. You know, like, whatever else she wanna do.
Or what if she's a gamer herself? You know what I'm saying? That's what she watch her reality TV because she gonna be watching reality TV.
I mean, whatever they gotta do to deal with it, I don't give a shit. But they gonna have to deal.
Hey, just real quick, I'm gonna say this: there was a TV that has. You know, you can buy it, like 3D TV that has two pairs of sets of glasses with it. Your wife can watch something else, and you can watch, play the game at the same time on the same TV. That's all I want to say about it.
Oh, like it depicts or it shows two different glasses.
Through the glasses. Yes.
What?
Wow. Wild as hell. So I'm just going to say that real quick, just for the relationships out there that are listening to this. But man, you are married, though. I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you feel as a man that you are pressured into anything in your relationship at all for any reason?
Well, okay, that's very personal.
No. Okay, I guess. All right. Okay. Don't get too personal.
I
don't want to.
I wasn't about to, you know.
Man, the other day she was doing this shit.
I thought I left that open to anything. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, I kind of feel like I'm media trained, so like I know how to answer this stuff. But okay. I think, no, not by her.
Okay. Oh.
But by just how I've grown up.
Right.
And the... I guess you could say stereotypes and, you know, that I have in my brain.
Toxic masculinity.
Exactly. You know, despite knowing all
or this just shit. Masculinity doesn't have to be toxic.
Yeah, you know, despite knowing what I know, writing what I know, it's still ingrained in our culture. And it's still, I you know, grew up, and like I don't think my dad was toxic at all, but like I know you learn how to be a man through, you know, whoever's in the house, right?
That's true, man.
And,
that's very true.
He never told me to like not. Both my parents always told me that I can come to them about anything.
Okay.
But my dad wasn't super vocal about how he felt. I observed how he dealt with his, you know, anytime he was down.
Right.
Okay. And he kept it all in. Man. So
as most men do, unfortunately.
Yeah. So like though I know it's the healthiest thing to do is to, you know, voice that, especially if you're with your wife, you know what I'm saying? Like talk about these things. It's still weird to me. You know what I'm saying? Even though that's what I promote, it's still hard to actually do it.
It is.
You know? So
I'm terrible at it too. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's fucking tough.
Right.
It's tough. About even though we know the right answers, it's hard to do it because it's not. It doesn't feel.
Yeah, I think I literally can't.
You know? I'm like, natural.
And it's not natural, right? It's not natural. And I think it'll become more natural the older we get, obviously.
Over time, yeah.
I'll go. But I think it's just. If you know, you're at a stage in your life, you know, you're 28, you know, you're damn near literally right in your prime. So I feel like right now, you know, you're making the moves that you need to make to better your family, yourself, you know, your future. You know, that is something that people will consider to be masculine, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that people, or, you know, women, you know, will find attractive, you know what I'm saying? And they will want to grasp onto that and, you know, see a future, you know, with that. And I think that's, you know, a big part of what relationships are in marriage. If people can't see a future with somebody, they're not going to waste their time. But if you're with somebody for an extended period of time, you've obviously got to know them. You know, you probably know your wife, you know, like the back of your hand to an extent, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's probably, like, I don't know, you know, there's got to be something that, you know, you could literally speak for her on, you know, whether it be like, you know,
what is that? When you die, you have a attorney. What is that called?
Power of attorney.
Power of attorney. Yes. Yep. So I'm saying, like, you'd be able to make those kind of decisions, and I think it's just incredible that people in this world, you know, we've been doing this for centuries, man. You know, generations, and I just hope that the next generation, Gen Z, is going to be a great generation in my mind. I really hope so.
This is a shift that is, I mean, but think about this, though. We've been, I don't know, whatever you believe. Even if you're Christian, you believe that the world is 6,000, 8,000 years old, whatever. So, I mean, and that's just lowballing how long we've been existing for.
Oh, yeah.
So, if we've been acting a certain type of way for all time, where men are supposed to, burden all the burdens, you know what I mean?
How do we change that
in just a few years? It's going to be tough.
And it is.
It starts here.
Sure. I think so. And I think it's just important to talk about because, like you said, it's literally
conversation about it is where it starts. Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. You know, we got to start by talking about it first. You know, I think we're going to end the episode, but man. Biddle, you know, Denver, my guy, thank you for coming on this episode and, you know, talking about all this shit with us because it's something that I really wanted to make sure that, you know, we got to, you know, do. You know what I'm saying? Like, people need to hear these kind of conversations. And the more that we talk about them, you know, the more that you even promoting them, man. Like, thank you for doing what you're doing, man.
Yeah, bro. The fact that you even did that, I mean, you usually don't do shit that's, like, mental health kind of directed, or do you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's going to be... It's going to be a theme that comes up a little more often.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, well.
Yeah. I'm probably not going
to focus on it. Yeah, no.
You know,
I was just seeing if that was the only time he did some shit like that. Or
That's definitely the deepest song that I've done in relation to, like, my own personal life. But I've got a couple other. I got this one song. I don't think it's not on streaming platforms, but it's a song where I wrote from the perspective of an expecting mother. That didn't have the father in the picture, and I had a friend that was basically going through that situation.
And
like, she didn't have anybody in her corner, you know, so she was just afraid, angry. Mom's not trying to help, family not really trying to help her, dude ain't trying to help her,
right?
She's about to have this baby, so she had, like, all these different thoughts. So I thought that one was super deep too.
That's dope. So
the POV version.
Drop the name of that.
Yeah, so it's called Passing Me By.
Passing Me By.
Okay. I think let me look on my gram. I think it's on my IGTV.
Because I'm definitely, and I'm going to have his info in the description. Just look at that. You know, just looking up on the page.
They all probably already follow this man.
Honestly, right. You know,
it's on my IGTV, so it's like the most recent one. So
okay, my man. Dog, because the thing is, it's a POV of somebody going through a struggle, you know, whether, you know, be any kind of struggle, but that it's... People love hearing poetic shit. Actually, because I do want to hear that.
Yeah.
But if you can break something down into a song, like, how do we learn as kids? You know what I'm saying? Like, kids learn through songs and, you know, teachers
sing. Living your ABCs.
Incredible. Right. Yeah. Man. Yeah. And it's just incredible how we grow and that can help us learn more about that same concept. So that's dope that you really do that, man.
Yeah.
But I want to say, Vail, my man, how you feeling? What's going down?
I feel amazing.
That's man. See, the thing is, we'll get into this episode later because I believe in microdosing and I think it can be a benefit tremendously to your mental health and your way of thinking about life. I bought a guitar the next day.
Used appropriately.
Then we'll get more into that. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to talk about it too much, but I'm glad to hear that you're feeling good, man. You're riding that wave. For real, that's dope. But special, I want to say this right now. I don't think I say this enough. Special shout out to mental health care workers. They do not get enough love and respect and admiration for what they do. Anybody that has to deal with, you know, mental health scenarios through an outside perspective, through somebody else's eyes, like, it's unfortunate because, you know, you have to see human beings at their worst, you know, episode like that. So, man, I want to say happy Father's Day to all fathers. You know, we just passed up on that. And, you know, Juneteenth, of course, which, you know, Man, it's about time we got a holiday. Like, it's a holiday.
It's now a federal holiday.
Man,
it's like, people will try to twist it in, like, how it's a bad thing. No, this is a good thing. This is a good
thing. Oh, my God. How can it be a bad thing at all?
No, because people say, like, it's symbolic change. Yeah, it is, but... Right, but it's so crazy. It's something. We got fucking
something. Man, the end of slavery, the end of people being owned. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
a holiday. It should have already been a holiday.
It should. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I agree. But, man, do not access... I'm looking for a therapist currently. You know, just because I think a therapist is good to have to talk to somebody about something that you need to, you know, to have them there to talk about. BetterHelp. Do not, for the love of God, if you need mental health care of some kind, do not reach out to BetterHelp.
Oh my God, we're doing that.
Do not reach out to BetterHelp because I'm not going to get too much into it, but just do not, trust me, just don't. You're going to waste your time. It's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate because it's supposed to be there for people. You know,
I was low-key looking into it. So,
and,
for real?
No. Yeah, and it's really unfortunate. It's really, really unfortunate because they make it seem like it's very easy access. You know, so do not use BetterHelp if you need help. BetterHelp if you need help. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's crazy to me that people are in that position of, you know, like really vulnerability and just literally not doing shit about it, you know?
That's wild.
It's really wild, man.
Well, I appreciate the warning.
I try to give people a heads up. But, you know, we always put the numbers at the end of the episodes. Use those. They do work. They're there for a reason. Use those if you do need them for some kind of help. I don't know, man. Go butts. Like,
that's it.
Fuck, you know.
Yes, sir.
All right. You know, I got to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
use out, everybody.
They got to win this one. Yeah, hell thanks yeah. Go butts, man. Biddle, thank you again for being here, my dog.
Thank you for having me, man. This
that's
is dope.
Yeah. Man. And Bryce, got anything else you good?
No, that's it.
Hey, yeah, hell yeah. Follow your boy. I'm going to drop all that shit, but go Bucks, baby. Let's go. These are the numbers for the crisis hotlines that you have access to, and there are many more, but we're going to read the three that we have learned and know work the best. So that's what I'm saying. We got the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255. This is a crisis hotline locally for Milwaukee, you know, Wisconsin, surrounding areas. The number is 414, and this is 24/7, by the way, 414-257-7222. Again, that's the crisis hotline for Milwaukee and surrounding areas, 24/7, 414-257-7222. And then this is the crisis text line. If you don't want to speak to somebody, you know, you just want to send them a text, you want some help through a text, feels more comfortable, you're more comfortable with it. This is also 24/7. It's just six numbers. It's 741-741. Again, that's the crisis text line at 741-741. Thank you. Definitely use them if you need them. All right. We are out of here. My Man Podcast.